This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. SiriusXM is the target of a lawsuit from the New York Attorney General's office accusing the satellite radio company of trapping customers in subscriptions and finding ways to prevent them from canceling. Democratic New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing SiriusXM after an investigation discovered that the company forces its subscribers to call or chat online with an agent in order to cancel a subscription, then deliberately draws out those interactions as part of its strategy to prevent subscribers from canceling their packages. Attorney General James said that the company's difficult cancellation process is illegal. James said, "Consumers should be able to cancel a subscription that they no longer use or need without any issues, and companies have a legal duty to make their cancellation process easy. New Yorkers can trust that when companies like SiriusXM try to take advantage of them and violate the law, my office will step in to stop them." James' office said it also found that SiriusXM trains its agents not to take no for an answer when customers are canceling. Agents do that by allegedly keeping customers on the phone for a lengthy six-part conversation that involves several questions and offering retention offers in an attempt to prevent them from canceling. The investigation was opened after hundreds of customers reported complaints of SiriusXM's difficult cancellation process. In one example laid out by James, a SiriusXM agent allegedly kept a customer in an online chat for 40 minutes despite their clear and repeated requests to cancel and continued to charge them afterward despite the customer canceling. James is seeking compensation for affected customers, penalties against the company for alleged fraud, and restitution for violating New York laws. She also wants to require SiriusXM to implement a simple and easy-to-use cancellation process. SiriusXM has about 35 million subscribers. Last year, the Federal Trade Commission proposed a rule that would let Americans more easily cancel free trials and subscriptions that they no longer want. More than a year after Montana began receiving millions of dollars to combat the opioid crisis, much of that money remains untouched. Meanwhile, the state's opioid overdose and death counts continue to rise. The money is part of the $50 billion that states and local governments will receive nationwide in opioid settlement funds over nearly two decades. The payments come from more than a dozen companies that made, distributed, or sold prescription opioid painkillers that were sued for their role in fueling the overdose epidemic. Many other places have begun making payments to schools, public health departments, and local governments. South Carolina, for example, has awarded more than $7 million to 21 grantees. Wisconsin has spent nearly $40 million. But Montana, West Virginia, and Hawaii are among the states moving much more slowly. Montana got its first settlement payments in January of last year, and by fall, payments totaled roughly $13 million. But as of early December, the Montana Opioid Abatement Trust, a private nonprofit created to oversee 70% of the state's share, had met only once to agree to its rules and operation, and its money remains locked behind an inactive grant portal. The remainder of the millions of dollars divided among the state and local governments either has not been spent or wasn't even publicly recorded. States are urged to act quickly. More than 100,000 Americans died of opioid overdoses in 2022, surpassing the previous year's record-setting death toll. Nearly 200 Montanans died of a drug overdose in 2021. That number, which is likely an undercount, is roughly 40 more deaths than the year before. Emergency medical responders have continued to record an increasing number of opioid-related emergencies last year. In Billings, the Rimrock Foundation, one of the state's largest behavioral health providers, has seen its number of clients with opioid use dependency more than triple in just 2 years. Like other treatment facilities, Rimrock has a waiting list, and addiction treatment providers worry about the limited community resources that exist for patients once they are discharged. None of Montana's $13 million has been distributed. Montana plans to divide its money three ways: 15% to the state, 15% to local governments, and the rest to the Montana Opioid Abatement Trust, with some money set aside for attorney's fees. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.